And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist Mickey Fulp. I'm Robert Graham, and for this installment of the program, we're focusing on uranium. And Mickey, this is a topic that you and I have touched on several times. And if memory serves, back in the spring when we had a conversation, you were quite bullish on uranium. Has your opinion changed at all?
Not at all, Rob. I turned bullish in late January of 2009, and the sector basically stayed dormant until this summer. But I stuck with it. Persistence can be a virtue, and now it's finally happening. And I always considered it pretty much a no-brainer with supply and demand fundamentals of the marketplace for uranium.
Okay, well, tell us about the driving force behind uranium and this upward movement in the price. You talked about supply-demand fundamentals. How is the market shaping up right now?
Well, there's more buyers than there are sellers in the spot market, and that's caused it to go up 40% over the past 4 months, which is quite a big rise. Long-term contracts have stayed in the $60 to $70 range, but so spot has gone up much more rapidly than the offtakes.
And concerning demand in China, I don't think there's a metal out there that we could talk about without making reference to China, and certainly uranium is in that category. Credit Suisse recently reporting, Mickey, that there are 24 reactors now under construction in China. Another 60 on top of that may be needed by the year 2020. So in some parts of the world, there's certainly a booming demand for uranium right now, and no sign of a let-up at all in sight.
Well, that's true. The markets have been driven basically by the fact that, as I alluded to before, there are more buyers than sellers, and there's been multiple sources of buying, hedge funds, utilities, the aforementioned China, which you talked about, even the producers like Rio Tinto, Cameco, and Denison, with production shortfalls, or in some cases, the cost of producing and mining uranium was higher than they could purchase on the spot market. And then kind of the real catalyst for this, I think, has been Kazakhstan, and they have sorely missed their production goals for this year, and they've been buying on the open market to satisfy contracts too.
Well, I've seen price forecasts of more than $62 a pound for 2011, maybe $75 a pound for 2012. How do you see the market going into next year in terms of a price movement?
Well, I won't be so bold as predict prices, but I can see continued demand outstripping supplies, which is going to lead to a higher spot price. The thing about the uranium market, it's a fairly small market, only about $9 billion a year. So it can move quickly and with great volatility. Needless to say, I'm bullish for the midterm for uranium.
Yeah, you mentioned Cameco earlier, Mickey, the CEO of this Canadian uranium producer, recently saying that his company is going to ramp up spending on exploration activity on expectations of increased demand in the future. I've also read that the amount of uranium that is currently mined does not meet global demand, and what's really meeting the shortfall then is having to come from government-held inventories in the United States and Russia. And certainly one wonders just how long that can continue.
Well, the Russian mega watch for megatons program we know is going to end in 2013, and the Russians have certainly indicated they're not going to renew that. So the long-term, mid to long-term outlook for uranium is quite bullish.
So how do investors play this market right now then, considering the fact that there's already been an impressive run higher and the feeling is that this ride is not over yet? What would you suggest?
Well, there's a variety of ways to play it. There's an ETF that buys physical uranium, and it is tied to the spot price. There are two new uranium industry ETFs that have sprouted up over the last few months. And then we have, you can play the big producers. There's four or five companies worldwide that produce a lot of uranium. That said, my preference is the junior developers and the advanced explorers, because I think that gives you more upside to your investing dollar.
Okay, well, can you go into a little bit further detail, Mickey, in terms of how to spot a good producer in the uranium sector? Is it safe to assume that a good producer in the, you know, you look for the same sort of things as you would any as a producer of any other metal?
Well, I think so. You look at the fundamentals and the cash flow and how much they're rewarding their shareholders. So for the producers, I think that's what you need to do.
Okay, and for people wanting that additional risk in their portfolio, Mickey, looking at the juniors and the companies that you follow, how can they go about getting details of the companies that you keep an eye on?
Well, I cover one uranium company. I have spoken, written, and appeared on camera talking about other ones, so I would suggest they go to mercenarygeologist.com and look at my interviews and my videos and my newsletter called Mercenary Musings to get an idea of what I'm doing in uranium space and see if they think that's a viable investing philosophy.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, what's next for you? You recently returned from investment conferences in Chicago and New Orleans. Is that it for the road tours, or does the traveling continue?
Well, actually, Rob, I'm in a hotel room in San Francisco. The Hard Assets Conference is Sunday and Monday. I'll be speaking twice. I'll give an expert view presentation in the big hall on Sunday morning, and then later in the day, I am presenting my workshop, Geology for the Lay Investor. And by the time I get back, it'll probably be about time to do the next show.
Okay, well, here's an idea for our next show, Mickey. Let's perhaps, do you want to talk a little bit about your impressions of these conferences, these trade shows that you attend, some tips for investors in terms of what they should be watching for when they're walking the long lines of booths of these companies trying to promote their products and whatnot?
Sounds good to me, Rob.
All right, well, listen, travel safe. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks a lot.
And that's Mickey Folt, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.